like having a news app right there on your dashboard. Listen for a quick Fox News update every hour on the hour throughout your busy day. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
We thank you so much for tuning in and for connecting with us. We've got some special guests in the studio. There was some scary news, you know, because I'm not even sure. I think like an Amber Alert. Linda, was there an Amber Alert when Tatum went missing?
No, they wouldn't post on because she didn't meet all the criteria, they said.
Okay. So, but on Sunday, a four-year-old girl, your niece, ended up was suddenly missing. And just a very frightening thing. And then yesterday, we found out the news that she'd been kidnapped by her uncle. They found her in Chicago, and she was just fine.
Yes, she was. Thank God.
And you were thanking everybody for their prayers and for their well wishes and helping to spread the word about the fact that she was missing. And also in the studio with us is Reagan, her big sister. How are you, Reagan?
I'm good now.
Yeah. That had to have been horrifying. I can't imagine. Now, how old are you?
I just turned 13.
Okay. So you're 13. Your little sister's 4. So I bet you've been a great big sister for a number of years.
Yes.
And so what? Was it Sunday? She just suddenly was missing, or did this happen on Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Oh, it happened Saturday morning. Yeah. Oh my gosh! So you spent an entire weekend and yesterday until the news broke, and that wasn't even until the afternoon.
Yeah.
Having no idea where your sister was.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, and your parents, I know they were probably, it's just awful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, did you guys have some ideas or you had no clue and you just heard, were people calling and giving you tips? Hey, we'd seen somebody pick up Tatum or?
Well, not us, but her parents, I think. They've got relatives and stuff in Chicago, and I think that's why they thought that he might be up there with her.
Yeah. And his ex-wife lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So he just picked her up without letting anybody know and just took off with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something he'd done in the past? Is there something? Is he okay?
I don't have all the details. All of those details. Okay. So,
but at least she's safe.
Yes.
And because the hospital checked her out. Everything's fine. She's safe.
She's safe. We've talked to her. It was an adventure for her.
Yes.
Well, she knew him, so, you know.
It was her uncle, and she probably didn't think anything was wrong. She had no idea the panic that was going on with the rest
didn't.
Of the family. And Reagan says, nope. Do you and your sister share a room, Reagan?
Yes,
you do. Because my sister and I did. That's why. And so it must have been pretty rough, you know, when your sister isn't there.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I bet you were doing some prayers, weren't you?
Yeah. Crying every day.
Aww.
Night. Hoping she'll come home, I guess. Yeah, it was terrible.
Constantly on Facebook. Posting things.
When you found out that she was okay and you had a chance to talk to her on the phone, what did you say to her?
The first thing she says, I miss you very much.
Aww.
And then I just started crying.
Well. Sisters are so special.
Yeah.
I've got one, and if anything happened to her, we're grown-ups now. If anything happened to her, it would break my heart, you know, so I completely understand that bond. That's something. Does this uncle come by and visit very often, or?
He lived with us.
Oh, he did. Okay. So we probably got pretty close to you two.
Yeah.
I don't know your sister, but you seem pretty cool.
She is.
What are some of the things you and your sister normally fight about?
Her getting into my stuff. Sometimes she'll get in my makeup and put lip gloss all over it. Or she'll get in my closet and throw all my clothes around or something. She's always into my stuff.
Well, I bet now you'll welcome that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, is she back home yet, or is she still in Chicago?
She's still in Chicago with my parents.
Okay. So your parents went up to get her once the police had found her. Because they need to go up and probably deal with police and answer some questions. And,
yeah, they're still up there dealing with all that stuff.
Be with her at the hospital and things like that when she was initially there. But they, you know, they said, hey, she's great. She's good. She's cool.
Yep.
I mean, do you think he was, I guess you don't know. It's just, what was his, was he going to take her to Wisconsin? Did he and his girlfriend want to have a little kid and thought, hey, this is the easy way to go?
Oh, he already has a child, but we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know those details.
Wow. Well, that's some scary stuff. And thankfully your sister's just fine and she's going to come back home. When is she going to come back home? Do you know?
Nope. We thought she was going to come home today, but my mom said they had to deal with stuff.
They still have some more stuff to deal with.
Hopefully tomorrow. I can't wait to give her a big old hug.
What do you want other people to know about? I mean, in this situation, I mean, what message would you want to send out to other caretakers, parents, you know, is there anything you want people to know?
Be thankful what you have because it could just disappear one day and you can't find them.
Oh, yeah. That's such a good point. You have to be careful and be thankful every day for what you have. Yeah. And even if your little sister annoys you that day, you still got to be thankful you got her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the story over the weekend. A little girl from Mount Carmel, 4-year-old Tatum, was reported missing, Tatum Lewis. And then it wasn't until yesterday that the news broke out that she was found in Chicago, and her uncle was with her. Her uncle had taken her without her parents' permission. And so Tatum is fine, and we're talking with her aunt, Linda, and we're also talking with her big sister, Reagan. And, you know, I can't imagine what it was like for you going through that. I mean, like you said, I mean, you were crying and you were worried. I mean, you're too young to have to worry and have that kind of stress.
I know.
I know. And
that's why I brought her up here to stay with us for a couple days to try to take her and do things and whatever. And
you think you're going to buy are you going to buy your sister a special gift for when she comes home for her homecoming? Have you thought about doing something like that? Maybe getting her something special?
With my mom's money.
Yeah. but you're going to give her up when you see her. What's the first thing you want to do when you see her?
Give her a big hug and kiss. Tell her I love her.
Aw. That's so nice. So if she's 4 and you're 13, you're probably the babysitter. You've probably been helping her with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest thing that you've done as a big sister so far in teaching her some things?
I taught her how to spell her name and tie her shoes.
Well, those are very helpful things to know how to do.
Yeah. And put lip gloss on.
You know, the important things.
Hey, lip gloss. I tell you what, I'm addicted to lip gloss. I've got to have some, you know, chapstick, lip gloss, something like that. Well, I got to tell you, I can't imagine what it would have been like. I'm so happy that it was a happy ending. You know, I mean, I think that's the scary thing all too often.
It was. I was just sick at my stomach.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's interesting about social media today is that it is a tool that people can help get the word out. Now, you said that she didn't meet the right criteria for an Amber Alert. Why? What is the criteria?
Well, on their website, there's 4 different things because I went to it. And I think the one thing that she didn't meet was that they didn't think she was in any physical harm.
Or like she wasn't forced or something?
Yeah, forcibly taken.
Why did they think that?
Because she was with a family member.
So they knew that for sure? Yeah, I mean, you guys knew that for sure?
No. No, but, you know, we hoped.
Okay. Wow. Well, and I noticed that, there was a Milwaukee TV station that had put the announcement out there, and there was people were looking for a particular license plate because he had actually taken
our van.
He had taken your guys' van.
Yeah.
So you've got your little sister's missing, your van is missing, your uncle who had been there was nowhere to be found, and so you guys kind of put it all together and just...
Yeah, and I guess he wasn't answering his phone, or it was broken, or Like I said, we don't know all those little details.
Like, if you would answer the phone, he would just, like, breathe into the phone. Or, like, you would say, bring Tatum home or something, he would hang up on you.
Wow.
Scary.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why did he want to take her again? Has this been explained yet?
No. No. We don't know anything, any explanation that he's given or anything yet. We don't,
police,
none of that.
And police are trying to figure that out, too, that, you know, maybe there's some kind of a mental thing going on right there with him right now. Or, I mean, obviously, I mean, you just don't take kids from parents and make everybody worry.
Yes.
So, well, again, we're so glad that everything was okay. He was, they tracked him. I guess the police tracked his car.
Yep.
To Millennium Park?
The first time they tracked him, they found him in Wisconsin. And then through the night, he drove to Chicago. And then they found him, I guess. Mm.
Wow. Well, again, I'm just glad everything's okay. It's so nice to have you two in here.
Well, thank you.
You got smiles on your faces. And you, Reagan, get to go back to being a cute little 13-year-old, and you don't have to worry about stuff like this anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I guess I'm just so happy that everything's okay. And Tatum's just adorable.
Oh, she is. She's a little sweetie.
And so are you, Reagan.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are so cute. And maybe you guys will have to go to a movie or do something fun.
Yeah. Knowing her, she's going to want to go home and sing her favorite songs.
What's her favorite songs?
California Girls.
Does she sing it at the top of her lungs?
Yeah.
Or, is that annoying you a little? Yeah. But you'll put up with it. You're going to take it for a little while, aren't you? You'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
It's the most annoying sound that you are happy to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, glad that it's a happy ending to a story. And,
yes.
And we appreciate you giving us some of your time and telling us what it was like going through the ordeal. 227 here at Connect FM.